Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18
plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast, and become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows featuring guests sharing stories about growing up in a haunted house that was possessed by an evil presence, a nightmarish encounter with a UFO in the dead of night, and the financial horror stories from those who won the lottery and lived to regret it. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to hear these programs and many more truly thought-provoking shows from coast to coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast, Richard Serrett sitting in for George Norrie, coming to you live from Coast's Toronto, Canada affiliate, In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis stays with us. The book is Alliance of Evil, Russia, China, the United States, and a new Cold War. Has the mystery of the end times finally arrived? There have been, obviously, some altercations with the Russians, particularly, well, I wouldn't call them Russian regular troops. These are more like mercenaries in Syria. The United States has certainly encountered or had heated battles with them. There have been some near collisions in the South China Sea with Chinese vessels. How do you see this, or what is the danger of this breaking out into all-out war and perhaps, as you point out, morphing into the unfathomable, an end-time scenario?
Well, certainly the confrontations are on the uptick, Richard. You know, we had one here recently with the USS Decatur, a destroyer, in the Graven Reefs in the South China Sea. The Chinese warship came only a few meters away from it. And just in the last day, we've had a couple of B-52s that have flew over the contested area in the South China Sea. People need to understand that these islets, 3,400 acres that the Chinese have militarized with cruise missiles and air defense weapons and created not only harbors for their warships, but also for their jet fighters and their bombers that they practice from, that these are claimed by the Vietnamese, the Taiwanese, as well as the Filipinos. And they're 660 miles or in that range south of China. So this is not just, you know, next door to them. It's really in the middle of that sea. But these confrontations are on the increase. We've had a lot in the South China Sea, East China Sea. The Russians are being very provocative at sea and in the air, as I've indicated. And, of course, they have their neighbors to the west terrified to the point that the Polish Prime Minister has called for giving the U.S. $2 billion to forward station armor brigades so that they can be prepared in case the Russians do what they did in Ukraine or Crimea or the Republic of Georgia, which is a concern. And you mentioned the mercenaries. Yes, back in February of this year, we killed a couple hundred. And it's interesting, we have a hotline with the Russian military in Syria, and we called them and said, are these your troops? And they said, no. And so we killed them. And that's the nature of mercenaries, but they were there to represent the Assad regime. And, of course, the Russians wiped their hands of that, even though we know where they came from and what they did.
Well, Syria. Obviously, that looms large in any end-time scenario. Is that the most likely flashpoint as far as you're concerned?
At this point, it certainly is a flashpoint. I would argue that, you know, if you got into, say, Ezekiel 38, that we're really talking the Gog and Magog, and that Magog could be the country of, say, Turkey. I know it's interesting. A friend of mine spoke with General, now President, El-Sisi of Egypt, who told him less than a year ago that he thought that Erdogan, who is the current president of Turkey, is really seeks to be the caliph and to establish a caliphate. And his statements have been very, very conducive to that interpretation, not only within the region, but, you know, the release of the American pastor Brunson here recently was after great pressure we put on him, Erdogan, to cooperate with us. But yet we find that he's traveling all over the world. He was just 2 weeks ago in, of all places, Kern, Cologne, Germany. What was he doing there? Yeah, he was doing a state visit, but he was also dedicating a mosque. Now, that's not very typical of presidents of countries going across the world doing that sort of thing. But this guy has, and he consistently has had over the years, very ambitious thoughts about the reemergence of the Ottoman Empire. He is a neo-Ottoman, and I don't think anyone that follows him closely would dispute that. So these are issues. Syria is, you know, clearly something that Erdogan is watching. He's collaborating with the Russians, who are, of course, even though there's some friction there, they are working together. And, of course, they're working against the likes of Riyadh, but they're collaborating as well with Iran, who has a lot of forces, especially Quds forces there near Damascus, and operating even drones threatening northern Israel. So when you kind of put the picture together, you see the Iranians, certainly the Turks are sort of allies, the Russians and the Chinese, yes, are beginning to show up in even Syria, hoping to kind of lick their chops and put together that country once a declaration of peace can be found and they can find a political solution. So a lot of players here, a confused battlefield, but I clearly see Syria as part of this long-term agenda.
You mentioned Erdogan, and I wanted to ask you about Turkey. Do they belong in NATO even at this point?
You know, that's a fair question. I don't think so. My concern would be, one, you know, if you go back to 2003, we tried to put our 4th Division through Turkey into northern Iraq through Mosul to attack Saddam. You know, a good ally would have allowed that to happen. Of course, Erdogan didn't want that to happen, and they blocked us, and we ended up having to take all those troops through the Suez, up through the Gulf, into Kuwait. Erdogan has not been cooperating. Of course, they're purchased the S-400s, surface-to-air missiles from the Russians. They're being pretty cozy with the Russians of late. They even purchased a long-term nuclear power plant on the Med from the Russians. And of course, as we've seen elsewhere, as soon as you have an operational power plant, much like they have in downtown Tehran and on the coastlines there, then you can begin to make plutonium, and that puts you on a glide path to having a nuclear capability. And I think that's what Erdogan wants, ultimately.
Well, it's just too rich. So the Turkey is buying air defense systems that would be at least under the umbrella of NATO, ostensibly used to protect NATO from Russian missiles.
Yes. And that, you know, because we will not connect our Patriots and other THAADs to a Russian S-400. That's why it's a non sequitur. We just won't do it. And that is a major bone of contention. And, of course, there are others. Even though we've tried to maintain good relations with the Turks, and up until now, subsequent to the 1930s when Ataturk tried to secularize that nation, Erdogan is doing just the opposite, trying to radicalize it with his Islamic viewpoint and trying to return to the grandeur of the Ottoman Empire. So NATO, no. I don't think that they should be a member of NATO. You know, NATO is such a complex thing for us today, as we mentioned in the last hour, because, anyone could, call for an Article 5, say, the Russians are picking on me, please come to my rescue. Do we want to be tethered in the future war world to that? Well, we have that alliance, but keep in mind, I have no doubt that the Russians and the Chinese are just, very tight now out of necessity. They don't want to be contained by us, and I don't know that we can contain them. But they want to form their own little alliance, and to a certain degree, this Belt and Road strategy of President Xi around the world and collaboration with the Russians and military exercises, this is all painting a picture where you can see a divided world emerging. So to abandon NATO, even though it has all sorts of, warts and problems with it, at this point might not be well advised, but certainly allowing Turkey into our secrets, into our systems with a Russian-made air defense system is not a good idea either.
Now, far from me to stand up for the House of Saud, but given that so much of the narrative of the Khashoggi murder has come from the Turks and also Qatar, another sort of sworn enemy of Saudi Arabia, is it possible, do you think there's anything to the idea that Qatar, Turkey are trying to drive a wedge between the United States and their allies, the Saudis, with this?
Well, of course. That's the sort of thing that, kind of the poker in the geopolitical world that takes place all the time behind the scenes. Who were the people that were in the Saudi embassy that night? I suppose some details will eventually come out. But the clandestine type of operations from one nation to another, or perhaps not nation states, but other activities, take place, unfortunately, all the time. We're in a tight spot. What can President Trump do? He can sanction entities and individuals. Even if Khashoggi was, demonstrated to have been murdered, as it would appear to be, by henchmen that were under the leadership of Salman, don't know, but that could be. Clearly, we could cancel the arms deal, but, we've been not only $110 billion, it's far in excess of that, and we have a lot of people on the ground working hand in glove with them, but we risk our relationship with the Saudis against Iran, and of course, the Saudis, interestingly, are aligned with Pakistan. Pakistan has nuclear weapons. And the PACs are, of course, distanced from us, now aligned with the Chinese. So you've got to look at second and third order effects of any decision geopolitically in that part of the world. Otherwise, you end up with no one that you can go to and work with, given your your vested interests. And, of course, the Yemen situation, we've been helping them a great deal, the Riyadh government, and trying to battle the Houthis and others, and of course, the Iranians, you know, through proxies in that part of the world. I wish it were simple. It's not simple. The world's divided. And, of course, as we see this, what I call the alliance of evil, Russia and China, using the mechanisms behind the scenes through a variety of proxies, not just the North Koreans and the Iranians, but others, I think Erdogan is going to be one of those proxies to a certain degree, even though he would like to think that he can rule the Muslim world. I think the Chinese have a better idea for him.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.